For the first time in 17 years, an Australian Prime Minister is making a visit to Israel. Malcolm Turnbull's flown to the country to mark the 100th anniversary of the Battle of Beersheba, which we'll hear more about soon. Combating terrorism and increasing cybersecurity topped his agenda during a meeting with his Israeli counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu. The two leaders also signed a memorandum. Chief Foreign Correspondent Philip Williams is in Jerusalem. Phil, the agreement signed between the two leaders, what does it aim to do?
It really aims to boost the cooperation between particularly defence companies and defence industries because, of course, Israel has a great deal of expertise in all things attached to defence, and they have lots of companies involved in producing defence material, and Australia's in the market. We're spending billions upgrading our defence forces at the moment, and this agreement aims at basically bringing the synergy of the two industries together, buyer and seller, and a two-way trade also proposed by both leaders. Here's how the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu characterised that agreement.
It reflects our commitment to defend our common values of freedom, of democracy, the rule of law, pluralism. These are values that are under attack by various forces. We cooperate in every way to safeguard our peoples and safeguard our civilization.
Phil, this visit follows the Israeli leader's visit to Australia in February. How are both prime ministers describing the relationship?
Well, look, I don't think either could have described it in any more warm relationship. You know, they're both saying that this is very close and that we share values, that we're after the common aim of trying to rid the world of terrorism and try and get over the problem of cyber security, of cyber intrusions. And so they said there's a lot to work on. And, then they also talked about the people-to-people connections over 100 years.
One difference in policy, though, Phil, is on Iran. Tell us about that.
Yes, aren't many differences at all. But on Iran, yes, most definitely. The Israelis want the nuclear deal with Iran basically scrapped. They have a similar view of it to President Trump in the United States. However, our Prime Minister said that he wants to keep it going. He sees value in it, and it's that one area which he has to disagree with the Israeli leader. Here's what our Prime Minister said about that.
We absolutely understand Israel's very real concerns and anxiety about Iran moving to a nuclear weapons capability. But we are not persuaded that moving away from the agreement, the JCPOA, would be beneficial in terms of, preventing that type of proliferation.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull.